We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Bauerly. Tom Bauerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome to the show. It is Bauerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Andrew Cuomo, who cares? Kind of like Hillary Clinton.
At this point, what difference does it make? Four dead Americans in Benghazi. What difference does it make?
People didn't like Hillary Clinton. But Andrew Cuomo, ladies and gentlemen, look, I've talked about this prior on the show. But we have people joining us after they get off of work at 5 o'clock. So I just want to talk to you for a moment about that situation. Andrew Cuomo blaming Donald Trump, Roger Stone, and Michael Caputo is so disingenuous. Andrew Cuomo, Michael Caputo did not issue the report on undercounting nursing home deaths. Roger Stone, I'm pretty sure, does not have a bat phone hooked up to Letitia James, your Democrat Attorney General. Andrew Cuomo, the writing is on the wall for you. They didn't want you as president. They didn't want you as vice president. They didn't even want you as Attorney General. And you know, Andrew Cuomo, as a political animal, and I know, as somebody with a little bit of common sense, I know that the Democrat Attorney General of New York State does not issue a report condemning a Democrat governor of New York State unless somebody is flying air support for her above her. Her air support is coming from the DNC. And you know how I also know this? Because the Senate head, the Democrat of the Investigations Committee, yesterday said, hey, we're going to start subpoenaing health department records. We've been waiting for 180 days for Zucker to come through. And there have been calls by Republicans for Zucker, the state DOH commissioner, to step down. But I'll tell you, folks, the jig is up for Andrew Cuomo because Letitia James put out this report, okay? There's no way she does it unless she's got support from the national DNC. And ladies and gentlemen, the liberal media, it's not just Fox News. It's not just the New York Post. Liberal media outlets like CNN, they are actually joining the chorus of people questioning Andrew Cuomo's competence. And you know, and I know, that the leading Democrats work hand in hand with the DNC and the leading Democrats of this country. They clearly have been given the go-ahead to attack Andrew Cuomo, just like Tisha James was given the go-ahead to put out the report and then make a big deal out of it to get Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo's days as a governor of New York State are coming to an end. Whether more dirt is released on him to get him to resign, or whether he says, I ain't running again. Because I think, I honestly believe that the big people in the Democrat Party are going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with Andrew Cuomo saying, yeah, you know what? You know your political shelf life? It's over. It's over. And another thing about Andrew Cuomo is, you know, one of the things, in acting, you don't want to be better than the star performer. You don't want to steal the show because the star performer will always get even with you. Joe Biden is the star of the Democrat Party. Andrew Cuomo was getting so much media love and so much media fellatio that I think the leading people in the Democrat Party nationwide said, what the hell? Where's our love? We're not writing books on COVID. We're not being called America's governor. It's an ego thing. And Barack Obama, look, this is the third term of Barack Obama. I know Rush has been saying it. I said it before Rush. I didn't steal it from Rush. But anybody with a brain can figure this out. I mean, look, Rush is great. You know the love I have for Rush Limbaugh and the respect I have for Rush Limbaugh. So don't take that in some way. It's not intended to be. Anybody with a brain can see what's happening here. And this, ladies and gentlemen, this is why I tell you people, everything you need to know about the world, watch every episode of The Sopranos. Watch every episode of Deadwood. Watch Goodfellas. Watch The Godfather series. Everything you need to know about the real world is all in those movies or TV series. Please trust me on that. You don't have to go to Wharton. You don't have to go to Harvard Business School. Just understand the basics of human nature. And they are on display in all of those entertainment things. And all of the entertainment things I mentioned have a basis in facts regarding human nature. And I forgot Shakespeare, sorry. Richard II, so underrated, but it talks about deposing a king under questionable circumstances, I might add. But anyway, Shakespeare had to basically walk on mushrooms when he was writing that play, I'll tell you, given that time. But the long and the short of it is, all of this stuff you see happening today, it's all been done before. Bare naked ladies, it's all been done before. There is nothing new under the sun. The Bible, Ecclesiastes, I think. Okay, let's go back to the calls. Should Buffalo schools reopen on Monday, or do the teachers have a valid point about not wanting to go back? Your wedding, how many of you are engaged and this COVID has messed up your wedding? Governor Cuomo now says, well, it's going to be just like the Bills game, which is so stupid to me because any wedding reception I've been to has been nothing like a Bills game I've been to, and I wasn't at the games with 6,000 people. Tony in Buffalo, you're on. Hello.
I just had a remark about the subject, not the subject matter of the school, but of the depression. That everybody seems to be beginning to suffer, and I was wondering just how much anybody has thought about the condition of the advertisements that you put on your own program. Numerous of them are extremely depressing or dark. The music is dark and sinister,
Wait, I'm curious, which one?
Do something, see something, say something.
Yeah, I honestly, to be honest with you, I don't even know what that's about.
Well, there's a number of advertisements that you have that nobody knows what they're about.
Well, let's see. I mean, one thing I learned is if you have a kid, don't eat a brownie.
Well, I know it, but how often do you have to play it?
I'm not in charge of what PSAs, public service announcements, go where. I have no idea.
Well, the closing suggestion on that is to talk to your pediatrician. You talk to your pool installer. I mean, it doesn't make sense. And then the one about the, talk to your kids. You don't have to be a, I don't know what it is, in order to talk to your kids. It doesn't.
I am so jelly of your unicorn phone case, Tony.
Yeah.
Look, I know. They're public service announcements. We run them as a service to the public. Do I like all of them? Look, I can't lie to you. I don't like everything I hear in this radio station. What do you want me to say?
No, I don't. I just wanted to point out that you run them too repeatedly.
All right. I mean, you know, again, I have nothing to do with that.
There are other advertisers.
I have nothing to do with it. You know what I worry about? And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. The only thing I worry about is what am I going to do every day between 3 and 6? I rarely even listen to the ads. Believe it or not, during the breaks, I'm always thinking about what I'm going to be doing in the next segment.
Oh, I understand that. It's your listeners that are the ones that are suffering.
Well, Tony, during the course of this phone call, I just want you to know the other half of the brownie is still in my mouth. But I mean, look, it's a serious message. I get it. You know, I get the message. But again, these are they're public service announcements. I have no control over anything that happens on this radio station.
Oh, I know you don't. I know.
And frankly, you know, our program director, you know, I mean, we have to deal within the confines of the news network with which we are affiliated, the corporation that owns us and what they want us to do. So it's. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but I don't. I don't want to bite the hand that feeds me. On the other hand, I'm also not impervious to what you're saying. I'm not. I don't think you're being impertinent, and it's not that I don't have some sympathy for it. Okay.
Yeah. No, I understand. I enjoy your program.
I'm happy, and I'm sorry that the ads depress you. I wouldn't say they.
No, they don't depress me.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. But, you know, actually, just keep something in mind. Depression is anger turned inward.
Ooh.
Anger is depression turned outward. So actually, sir, you are being depressed by those ads. You're expressing it as anger.
I'm not angry.
No, you are. I can hear it in your voice, sir. You're about ready to go postal. I'm kidding, Tony. I'm kidding. I thank you. I thank you for the call. You know,
I'm glad to have called, and I'm glad you listened.
All right. Well, thank you very much. But again, guys, in all seriousness, the only thing, and I think Rush Limbaugh would say the same thing. I think Mark Levin would say the same thing. The only thing I care about every day, and this is going to sound hokey, but this comes from a guy who's been doing the same work for 40 years without ever having been fired, ever from radio, never fired. My job is to do the best of my ability every single day for my employer. And during my breaks, you know, when you're hearing the commercials, I'm thinking about, okay, what can I do to screw it up next segment? That's typically what I'm thinking about. And also, what I'm thinking about is, okay, what rocks and obstacles could likely fall in my way as I do this show on this topic, and how do I traipse over those obstacles? In this business, you're always looking ahead. That's why, like when I tell you guys, I don't remember what we did yesterday. I couldn't tell you what the topic was on Monday. I'm always thinking ahead. Always thinking ahead. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's bad. You know, but it is what it is. All right. So as far as schools in Buffalo, should they be open? Are you depressed over COVID? Have your kids gone depressed over COVID? Are you drinking more? Are you doing more drugs? Are you engaging in more self-destructive behavior? Are you sleeping more? Because I'll tell you, I gotta own up to it. I'm eating more and I'm sleeping more than I ever have in my life. And part of that, I blame Andrew Cuomo. Because he says, every time I go into a place, I gotta order food with a drink. Doesn't matter if it's club soda, I still gotta order food. And I think that's really stupid. Not to mention closing at 10 o'clock. Then again, ever since this started, how many of you can relate to this? Hey, it's 9 o'clock at night. Time to think about winding down. In the old days, we didn't go out until 9:15. You know, we'd get into a place at 9:30 and watch live music and stay until midnight. Now it's 8:45. It's like we're on grandpa time. Anybody else? You guys? 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Lou in Hamburg. Big Lou's only on number two. Big Lou, you're on WBEN.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Excellent, sir.
I love your shows all the time and your movie references. But one movie you don't reference is Arlington Road.
Oh, I only saw it once, but it's a great movie.
Isn't it? It's an excellent movie. Kind of shows you what's going on nowadays.
You know, it has been a while since I watched it. I remember the basic outline of the plot. I certainly remember the ending. And as I recall, the message of the movie was, don't trust people just because they seem nice.
You got it.
Yeah. Now, Arlington Road, I cannot put it on my list along with The Godfather, Deadwood, or The Sopranos, but I might. I'll have to watch it again.
Hey,
I've been on a Peter Falk kick lately, if you want to know the truth.
You're doing what now?
Peter Falk, Columbo.
Yeah.
I have been on a Peter Falk kick because he was introduced to the world, I believe, in 1960 in a black and white movie called Murder Incorporated, where he played hitman Abe Relis from the Brooklyn Mob. He got an Academy Award nomination for that. He didn't win it, but I think he also got an Emmy nomination the same year, and he did it again in the following year. So Peter Falk, if you have the internet, if you look up Peter Falk, Abe Relis, R-E-L-E-S, you will see a master class in acting given by Peter Falk. He reprised his role from the movie Murder Incorporated to play Abe Relis. But I was like, you know, as somebody who has been to acting classes, although I haven't been lately, I sat there mesmerized by how good Peter Falk was. He was freaking amazing.
Those are the kind of people you just want to watch the entire time.
And he only had one eye. He lost an eye to cancer when he was 3 years old. But in World War II, they wouldn't let him join the armed forces, so he joined the Merchant Marine, which was, in many cases, as dangerous as the armed forces. Ask Tom Hanks. All right, I'm glad you called, Lou. Thank you very much. Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. All right, it is 526 at News Radio 930 WBEN. I've never called Big Lou because I am, folks, and it's kind of funny if you come right down to it. I'm uninsurable. And every time the AAA sends me, you've been pre-approved for life insurance. Well, I stopped filling that out after the second rejection. My rejection letter, and I take some pride in this, had 2 pages of conditions with it, which excluded me from life insurance. It was, I mean, funny as hell. I mean, if you can't laugh about that, what's wrong with you? I mean, you got to laugh about life. You know, it's just funny. I don't even think Big Lou could help me. Like Big Lou would say, for you, it's a big screw. I'm a bad risk. It's 527. Hey, something else that I want to throw into the mix. I'm kind of doing a vichyssoise of, is that the right word, of topics today? I saw it on V for Vendetta. I think it's right. Like 40 to 50% of you in healthcare facilities are refusing the vaccine. If you are a healthcare worker and you are saying nine to the vaccine, I want to know why are you saying no to the vaccine? That is a fascinating story. Also, should Buffalo schools open in person on Monday? BTF suing. They say these schools aren't ready. Not enough circulation. The building engineers say what they want us to do, we can't do. There's that. If you have a wedding planned, how has this messed up your wedding? And in all honesty, depression and COVID, are you experiencing it? People you know experiencing it. I know there have been suicides. I know there have been overdoses. And it's horrible. It's really horrible. And, you know, Mark Poelnikar said this at the very beginning of the pandemic. And, you know, people actually made T-shirts. I've got one of the T-shirts. But, you know, wash your hands and don't do cocaine or heroin or anything like that. Don't do it. I mean, if you think that it's a myth that people are dropping dead from bad drugs on the street, you're wrong. People actually are. I know some of them who have, and they leave behind a lot of hurting people. Like, why? So just, you know, keep that in mind. Look, I know it's not easy to be sober during a pandemic, but you got to do what you got to do, you know? Be like me, eat 18 helpings of spaghetti. That helps.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
giving the district as much time as we could. We've been letting the district know. We've had teachers go into the buildings and check with the engineers, et cetera, for several weeks now. We've been sending things to the district so that they can say these are the things that need to be fixed. And as yet, the district has started fixing and making some of the changes and fixing up some of the things that need to be done, but they haven't as yet done all the buildings as they should be. You should know one thing. The teachers want to be back with their kids just as much as the kids want to be back. The only thing is that we want to make sure that it's safe. And as it looks now, they're not safe based on the reports that we've gotten. The thing is, if you don't have circulation in the room, which many of our schools do not have, they do not have the kind of things that circulate the air and have filters in them. So you have to open them a little bit. You have to crack them a little bit. You know, just having a little bit of a crack, but that's what the CDC says that you need to do. You have to have some way of circulating the air. We're working with the district to make sure that the schools are safe. We've been sending them the information over and over and over again. And they are starting to make some of the correction. They're not there yet. And the teachers that are telling us that have gone into the buildings, I've talked to some of the engineers. They say, we don't have enough staff to do what they're asking us to do. That's up to our attorneys, I would assume today, but I don't know. We don't want to be in court. We just want the school safe for everybody. And I don't think everybody realizes just that they are not safe. Will they be safe? Absolutely. But they have to have more time to get it done.
All right, you're a parent and you live in Buffalo. Do you believe your kids' schools are safe for your kid? Are they safe for the teachers? Where are you on this? BTF talking about going to court, and they put out a release yesterday. This would be all Buffalo teachers miss their students and want to be back with them. However, they want to be confident that the teaching and learning conditions are and remain safe for their students, parents, staff, community, and themselves. We've sent information to the district in an effort to work with them to resolve serious safety and health concerns. Some health concerns have not been addressed. However, the teachers at each school site have not received written assurance that the safety and health issues they've raised at their school or site have been addressed. To ensure that our schools provide for a healthful and safe return, the BTF will seek court action to prevent the unsafe return of students and staff until such time as the serious safety and health issues have been and remain corrected. That is Phil Rumor, some of which you just heard in the audio from Buffalo's Early News on WBEN with Susan Rose and Brian Mazurowski. We've also got a release from Dr. Kreiner Cash, the superintendent of Buffalo Schools. Greetings, colleagues and families. Throughout the pandemic, the district workforce has overcome many challenges and risen proudly to the task of serving our children daily. You are to be commended for the fulfillment of your duties during our fully remote learning model. Now, for some of the children who need us most, it is time to reopen our schools. The health and safety of students, teachers, and staff is always our highest priority. Therefore, reopening must be controlled, deliberate, and done in consultation with medical and public health experts and CDC guidelines. Our health experts advised us during the fall to begin preparing for a potential return to in-person learning in February. We remained virtual in November when cases and hospitalizations were rapidly rising. We were specifically advised to plan to get past the expected December-January post-holiday spike in cases before reopening. Compared to early January, the 7-day positivity rate in Erie County has markedly declined and hospitalizations are dropping. Governor Cuomo has commented on the decline in COVID-19 cases in the region, dropped the orange and red designations for Erie County, changed course on testing protocols, and has been granted more than $450 in new federal funding to aid in efforts to vaccinate New Yorkers. These are encouraging signs that have placed us in a propitious moment. Nevertheless, it cannot be overemphasized. The reopening schools must be controlled and deliberate which is why we're at first bringing students back in limited numbers and prioritizing the return of those with the highest need. As educators, we must be tough, smart, disciplined, and caring. We know that distancing, masking, and cleaning are crucial for safety. We firmly expect that all students, teachers, and staff will adhere to CDC safety protocols in and out of school. The district will not hesitate to return to virtual learning if circumstances demand it. Finally, February 1st, that's this coming Monday, is a critical milestone for Buffalo Public Schools and the children of Buffalo. I ask that we work together as a greater Buffalo community to help turn the tide against this devastating pandemic. As our students return to school next week on buses and on foot, please drive carefully and lower your speed to 15 miles an hour in school zones. Respectfully, Dr. Kreiner Cash, Superintendent. All right, Buffalo schools, should they reopen? Something else, what am I hearing? 40 to 50% of people who work in, is it nursing homes or healthcare? Nursing homes or healthcare? I need some clarification on that statistic, Jimmy Love, if you can ask news. Well, anyway, a surprising number of people, like 40 to 50%, are saying no to the vaccine. Also, I've been wanting to do a show, but I haven't really been able to, about your kids and are they depressed not being able to go to school? Are you depressed over the whole situation with COVID? Weddings. I mean, I know people who are going to get married, and they're not getting married until this thing is totally done away with. We heard from one of them earlier. But, you know, I think the longer-term effects of this will be, I think you're going to see a significant portion of people, probably mostly older, who even after COVID is totally gone, they're now so habituated to being in their houses that is going to be literally, I hate this expression, but their new normal. You know, I don't dare go out of the house because there's a virus somewhere out to get me. And it's a shame because people are going to be missing out on a lot of life. So there's that. What else did we? There were a whole bunch of things to get into. Yeah, the turkey's elbow, Jimmy Love. All right, let's go to Bill on Grand Island on W. You don't want to know. Trust me, you don't want to know. Yeah, the cat's pajamas. Here is Bill on Grand Island on WBEN. Bill.
Yeah, hi. Hey, I just want to make a quick comment. I don't ever want to hear these teachers say it's all about the kids again. These kids have been retarded back at least a year. That's a bad word. I apologize.
Well, in that context, it actually is acceptable.
It's ridiculous, yeah. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, they're a lazy bunch of people. If we took their pay away and they went on the unemployment line with everybody else, they'd be back to work tomorrow with their union. And you know what? Here's one more thing. Why don't they work 12 hours a day until this darn thing is over with for the benefit of those kids they love so much? Spread the kids out and they can work. We'll pay them. But let them work 12 hours instead of having their summers off and all these vacations. They're overrated, in my opinion. Thanks a lot.
All right. I appreciate it. Any teacher want to have a competing opinion with that one? Being a teacher sounds like it'd be kind of great. And then you watch Blackboard Jungle and you realize that's a mistake. That was a Glenn Ford movie from way back when. All right. Actually, it's a classic. Here is Jay in Hamburg on WBEN. Jay Hamburg, hey.
Good evening. How's things over there?
Things over here are, well, okay, first of all, it's a Friday.
Right.
And secondly, big plans this weekend.
Hey, you know, I love listening to the show. I had to comment on the teacher situation. I don't know what the status of the schools are or if they are unsafe. I have no idea. But, you know, if they are and the teachers' union is correct, well, then you really don't need that many teachers if they're going to be all teaching virtually. I'd say you probably need 1 out of 10. So let's lay off 9 out of 10 teachers. Let the other teacher teach virtually a classroom of 300 children, and let them work it out that way.
Well, see, you raise a very interesting point about this whole remote working thing. Remote working, I think, has taught a lot of people in New York City, you know what, we don't need to be paying, you know, $2,000 a square inch in Manhattan for office space when our company can make the same revenue with people working in Westchester or in the Connecticut bedroom communities. And as far as the staffing situation, I mean, in private industry, COVID has resulted in many cases in severe staffing reductions and consolidations. Obviously, other businesses, as you know, are expanding by leaps and bounds. I would imagine the production of cardboard boxes is huge. The delivery industry is huge. You can't drive down your street more than 5 seconds without seeing 18 different, Hertz vans that have been leased out by Amazon or whomever.
Correct. And we have to change with the times. And like I said, if the school union thinks, hey, it's unsafe there, well, change with the times. Go to virtual learning. Let the parents make the decision whether or not their kids are going to stay in the Buffalo school district, and reduce the size of the staff commensurate with the amount of work that they need to do from virtual teaching.
Okay. Well, it's an interesting take. I thank you very much. All right. What do you guys think? If teaching can be done remotely, can we do with fewer teachers teaching online? Now, college classes, once you get to college, it's a different ballgame, man. You know, how many 100-level classes did you have? Hey, it's you and 300 other people. Hello, 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 hello. It was like huge. All right, it is 5:49 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Some of those buildings were so huge. Some of those classrooms were so big, you could literally sing Little Sir Echo and get the echo back. That's a scientifically verified fact, I believe. It is Bowerly senior moment time. All right, let's get back to the calls. Buffalo schools, should they reopen Monday? What concerns have you? Here is Debbie on WBEN. Debbie in Buffalo, hi.
Hi, how are you?
It's a great day.
Well, I heard that guy was saying about the teachers in the Buffalo public schools. They're not all bad. My son is in high school, and he's in a 15-to-1 class. And his teachers are awesome. You know, through this whole pandemic, when I had a problem, I couldn't get a hold of anybody in administration. The teachers were the ones that helped me.
Well, I'm happy to hear that.
I just wanted to clarify that all teachers are not bad.
Well, I don't think he was talking. I got the sense, I could be wrong, that he wasn't talking about the individual teacher as much as he was talking about the union for the teachers. I could be wrong.
Idiots, I agree with that.
I'm sorry, you agree with what?
That the union, they're a bunch of idiots.
Well, I mean, look, the job of any union is to get the best deal and the best conditions possible for the people who are part of that union. I mean, like it or not, Phil Rumor does as good a job at his position as anybody in the state does. And, you know, whether you agree or disagree with him is immaterial. He does his job great.
Well, yeah, because the teachers, they get pretty good contracts.
Right. But you might not like Tom Brady, but you got to admit he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like him.
See, I do, but I don't know. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to be rooting, I think, for Kansas City. I kind of like them. They're beasts. Absolute beasts. I mean that as a compliment. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. It's who's next? Mike is in Clarence. Mike, you're on WBEN. Schools reopening Monday. Mistake? Not a mistake? What's your take?
Schools reopening, fine. But if they're going to shut it down, why don't they really provide choice like they say they're going to? And they don't. Let people have those little tickets or whatever it is so you can put your kid where you want him. And most people agree kids should be in school. Kids should have a chance to interact with other kids. Kids need the correction of their teachers. Real simple. You know that. Everybody knows it. That kind of environment's needed.
Well, the people I know who have kids in school are just, they're freaking out. I mean, their kids are not happy. Their kids are not thriving.
Hey, I tell you this, buddy. My kids, I have 9 grandchildren. Thanks. I have 9 grandchildren, and they all look forward to going back. Of course, they're going to a private school, and, of course, those people in the city that can't do that because they don't have vouchers have to go into a pretty crappy school system. You're right. I'm not arguing with that. Teachers, they're great. Teachers are good. I'm not hitting them at all. I'm just saying when you go into that system and you got to worry about kids with knives and kids beating up kids and all that kind of crap, which doesn't happen in the private ones, well, excuse me, much lower occurrence in the private ones, I would see the kids not wanting to go to school. You want to go to school to get beat up? No way. But then the other one that really ticks me off, and it's a hypocritical guy, is that Cuomo. during the COVID, he had to have 40,000 ventilators when he needed four. And then he said, if you don't give me those 40,000, those deaths are on your head, Mr. Trump. Now all of a sudden it's okay, and I heard his comment. You guys, please correct me if I'm wrong, where he said, people will die.
Whether they died in a nursing home or a hospital, it doesn't matter. And I mean, but the real point, I think, to Andrew Cuomo is he tried to blame Donald Trump and Michael Caputo. Excuse me, Donald Trump and Michael Caputo did not put out the report. A Democrat, African-American female who wants to be governor was given the blessing of the DNC and the Washington, D.C. Democrat big shots to issue a report critical of Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo has a piano hanging over his head. He knows it. He's done. Andrew Cuomo is done.
Oh, yeah. He is not.
Sir, when you've got Democrats who are publicly criticizing Andrew Cuomo and he was passed over for jobs in the Biden administration, he's done.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. I thought you said Cuomo's done.
I did.
Oh. I think he's a Teflon man. I don't think it's going to stick to him.
We shall see. We'll know soon enough. I'm glad you called. I don't know. Look, I don't know how Cuomo is going to end. I don't know if it's going to be a resignation or he's just going to say, hey, I don't want the job anymore. I don't know. But again, I don't know what the situation is going to be with Andrew Cuomo. But when you're passed up for the presidency, the vice presidency, and the attorney general's job, and then your own attorney general, who's a Democrat, comes out with a scathing report, she's not doing that unless she's got cover from the leading Democrats in the country who, by the way, have made this a big story with the usual suspect news networks. Okay, let's go to Phil in Lovejoy on WBEN. Hello.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I think the teachers union is correct. I don't think that the schools can maintain a level of cleanliness. The school in our neighborhood is 750 students, and basically only the first floor can stay clean. They can't maintain the level of cleanliness with 750 students walking through these doors without increasing the cleaning staff budgets. You know, these cleaning staff that work in the school make $12 an hour, and how the engineers are paid for these schools to maintain these schools is kind of a crazy hierarchy.
Yep.
They get $250,000 a year to maintain the school, including buying whatever equipment they need, hiring the staff that they need to keep it clean, and then the rest in the pocket. So if they're thrifty and they run their school well, these guys can make over $100,000 a year if they pay their employees well and keep only a few staff members in there to keep the school just as basically as clean as they possibly can at that basic level, they get to pocket the rest. It's a crazy thing how the engineers are paid in the Buffalo School District. Now, my children used to go to public schools, but after a certain age, I don't see much validity in the public school teaching. So I sent them to charter school. Now, the charter school that my kids go to is a brand new building.
Yep.
A year and a half old, and it has the correct amount of staff to be as fastidious as they possibly can.
Well, let me just put out a warning here, too. The religious schools, people think, well, if I send my kid to a Catholic school, they're going to be getting a conservative education. Wrong. From firsthand knowledge, wrong. I gotta go, man. I'm glad you called. Jimmy Love, just magnificent. I see why everybody loves Jimmy Love. It's Bowerly on WBEN on a Friday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning.
MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.